Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Ciccoletti.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti here today to talk to you about the benefits of CBD for health and wellness. So let's get started. Basically, the main takeaway for today is to know your source of CBD and that not all CBD is created equal. You want to make sure you're getting the most pure, unaltered form of CBD available. You want to make sure you're getting it from a healthcare professional, a pharmacist, a doctor, physical therapist, chiropractor. You just want to make sure they are educated and that they educate you on how to safely use the products. Not sure of the exact percentage, but something over 80% of CBD on the market is mislabeled or quote unquote counterfeit, if you will. You want to make sure that you know what you're putting in your body, especially when treating a medical condition. That's really important. The good news is that the CBD industry is booming. CBD has become a common term that a lot of people know and understand through word of mouth. It's helping somebody that they know with a condition that they're struggling with. And a lot of people are starting to become willing to try it for their own conditions, which is great. It's bad because everybody from gas stations to celebrities, you know, creating their own brands, everybody wants to get in on the market. And it's a good thing because it's breaking the stigma that cannabis is a bad thing or an illegal thing. And today, I'm going to help teach you the difference between an over-the-counter CBD product that's sold in many pharmacies and medicinal marijuana that you need to get from dispensaries based on the state that you live in and the laws of that state. So I will absolutely explain this to you today so that you can understand the difference. I'll start with my personal journey with CBD because I think it's an amazing one. It changed my life, and I know that I started to change so many people's lives in my pharmacy. So basically, I don't know, about 5 years ago, the owner of my pharmacy, my boss, he brought some samples back from a convention that he was at, and they were sitting on the shelf in the pharmacy. And when I found them, I looked at them and cannabis, and I was looking at all of these, this paperwork and these labels. And, you know, I looked at him, I said, what is this? I said, is this legal? Like, what are we doing here? And he laughed at me and he's like, yeah, it's up and coming. You know, it's going to be like this new thing that people are using for pain and inflammation and anxiety. And his eyes got wide and he looked at me because he knows of my history of anxiety. And I started laughing and I said, okay. So I started with a weird form of anxiety back in my early 20s, I want to say. And I noticed it when I was in pharmacy school and, you know, nothing stressful would be happening. I wasn't depressed. I was just living my life. I was, you know, getting ready to start my career and I'd be taking notes in pharmacy school. And all of a sudden my hands and feet would go numb and I'd be having palpitations and I just felt like I was going to almost faint. And I just kind of had to breathe through it and it would only last for 30, maybe 60 seconds. And then I was fine. And, you know, I would get that a couple times a day and okay, no problem, whatever. Not sure what this is. Kind of ignored it. One day I was driving with my brother in the car and we were on the highway and it happened and my hands and feet went numb and I literally couldn't push the clutch down with my foot. My foot was numb. So my brother's kind of looking at me like, you know, what's going on over there? And I'm like, I don't know. Just let me breathe for a second. I got this. And I did. And, you know, it just became more sporadic. So at that point, my brother was like, what's going on? And I kind of explained to him what was happening. And, you know, he kind of laughed at me a little bit at the time. Whoever's familiar with the series, The Sopranos, and, you know, Tony Soprano was the angst ridden gangster who had panic attacks and fainted and saw a therapist to talk about the stressors in his life. But, you know, kind of made a joke out of it, but, you know, it kind of woke me up and made me say, hey, maybe there's something going on here. So I went to my doctor and of course, you know, he's like, well, that's anxiety. That's a panic attack. So of course, this led me to prescription medication. I started an SSRI, Zoloft. I'm sure many of you are familiar with that. And I I basically started taking that medication for several years. And I'm going to stop right here and I'm going to tell you at this moment, this entire podcast is information that you should take to your healthcare professional before changing anything prescribed to you, any medications that your doctor wrote. And if you have any problems with anything and you want to reach out to me and I can help you personally, but it's not to shame anybody that's taking any medications or make anybody feel bad about being on medication for anxiety, depression, or any condition deemed necessary by your doctor. Mental health is super important and it's okay to not be okay. There are so many people to help and I'm here for anyone and everyone who needs it. So just reach out. With that said, I started Zoloft. And when I was trying to become pregnant with my son, I stopped it and I was off of it my entire pregnancy. And when my son was, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5 months old, I remember driving one day and of course it happened again, hands and feet numb. What the heck? Of course, driving my baby in the car, I went right back to the doctor and said, "Yep, they're back. Here we go." So at the time, nothing else to help except for an SSRI. So I went right back on medication. This time I went on Celexa. And I was on that for, I don't know, probably about another 8, 9 years until I found those samples sitting on the shelf in the pharmacy. So they changed my life. So I decided, you know, these products can work for anxiety. Let me research this a little bit. And I did. And I decided to use myself as a little guinea pig. And I don't recommend this for anybody. I tapered myself off of my Celexa in 1 week. Now, I do not want you to do this. This is, do not try at home. This is me as a pharmacist. I knew how to safely do this. And I just wanted to see if this really actually worked for anxiety. And it did. It was amazing. It changed my life. I didn't have to be on prescription medication anymore, which just was absolutely amazing to me. And I couldn't believe it. So I really started to research the heck out of CBD. And at this time, it was hard because there wasn't a lot of information. There weren't a lot of studies. It was still very much not even legal as an over-the-counter product in every state. And there was a stigma on it and it was hard to find information. And I started to share my story with people and I started to help my patients that came into the pharmacy that I knew were in similar situations or were struggling with different kind of pain caused by inflammation, whether it be neuropathy, muscle pain, arthritis. And I kind of started to share products with them that I brought into the pharmacy. And, you know, it was pretty cool to see, you know, people's lives transform and people give me amazing testimonials. So, you know, with that said, today I want to give education. I want you to understand CBD. I want you to know your source. That's so important. And I want you to know where to get it from and how to use it safely. So today we are going to talk about our endocannabinoid system. I'm sure a lot of you have never heard of your endocannabinoid system, and which is amazing. So basically, our endocannabinoid system, I'll get into this in a few minutes, but it's basically just like every other system in our body, and it has receptors where CBD works. So today's goal, I want you to basically see that CBD isn't just a hype, and I want you to see it's not a trend, and that there's so many people that it's helping. And I'll get to testimonials during these podcasts, and I will tell you so many great stories of firsthand that I've seen transform people's lives. So before we get into this, I'm just going to give you a quick background basically on cannabis so that you can understand the legality of it. I'm not going to get too much into that, but I just want people to understand and get past that stigma if they still have it or really don't understand why it's legal and how it's legal and what it's used for. So basically, in 1892, The Principles and Practice of Medicine by Dr. William Osler, it was the first medical textbook, and it described cannabis used for pain, neuropathy, migraines, epilepsy, alcoholism, neurotic disorders, and dysmenorrhea. And in 1927, Remington described cannabis as a pain relief and a calmative. So basically, this is a very long time ago, and it was showing positive results in all of these conditions. Then comes the legality and big pharma. So basically in 1906, it was required to have labels on cannabis and 7 other drugs. We'll just leave it at cannabis right now. In 1914, The Harrison Narcotic Act regulated and taxed opium, coca leaves, and their derivatives and preparations of those, but it excluded cannabis, so they kind of left it alone. However, in 1930, the Federal Bureau of Narcotics deemed marijuana, quote unquote, it causes violence and insanity. So at that point, then 1937 was the Marijuana Tax Act. So it criminalized marijuana and hemp. So if you're seeing the transition here, taxing money, big pharma, all of these things happening, all of a sudden, marijuana, hemp, cannabis, whatever you want to call it, it was helping so many people for so many different things. And all of a sudden now it was becoming a problem. So in 1970, the Controlled Substance Act of 1970 formalized hemp and cannabis as a Schedule I medication. Just to give you a quick synopsis of that, Schedule I drugs are scheduled 1 through 5. Schedule I drugs are illegal substances that we do not dispense in the pharmacy. THC is one of those and continues to be one of those today. Schedules 2 through 5 are scheduled based on their level for abuse, addiction, and dependence. So basically, medications that are abused or people become addicted to, but also dependence. And the difference between the two of those is that addiction is craving something and doing anything to get something. Dependence is when your body becomes dependent on something, on a medication. And when this happens with controlled substances, basically, if you stop taking these medications abruptly, your body can go into a form of withdrawal. So that's why they're scheduled. That's why they're controlled. And that's why they're limited in usage and used for specific conditions. So just to give a little synopsis. So as of now, still currently, as federally illegal, THC is where it stands on the Controlled Substance Act. It's still there. So let's get into some different products. Basically, before we go into products, I'm going to talk about the Farm Bill that made it legal. So in 2014, the Farm Bill made it legal to grow cannabis with a license issued by the Department of State or by a university. So basically, it had to contain 0.3% of THC or less, meaning no cognitive impairment. It's such a small amount that it didn't affect cognitively the brain. So in 2018, the Farm Bill Hemp Farming Act, it removed hemp from the Controlled Substance Act, which was huge. This made it possible to basically, based on different states and their regulations, based on CBD products to be sold over the counter. So what exactly is CBD, hemp, marijuana? What is cannabis? What is it? So basically, we'll start with the plant itself. The plant itself, cannabis sativa, which is usually where most of these CBD products come from. This is the plant. Hemp, marijuana, they're kind of interchangeable. But basically, when you describe something as hemp, hemp contains CBD. It's non-psychoactive. It's federally legal. It's over the counter. When you describe something as marijuana, it still does contain CBD and other cannabinoids. It is psychoactive. It can cognitively impair you. It's federally illegal, like we just spoke about, Schedule I drug, and it is not available over the counter. Basically, when we use the term hemp, we talk about, you know, it being legal over the counter, non-psychoactive. When we use the term medical marijuana, you need a letter of necessity from your doctor and you need to go to a dispensary, and it's definitely more controlled than just getting CBD over the counter. So basically, qualifying conditions. These are the qualifying conditions for medicinal marijuana. So I want you to think of these, and I want you to think of these as think of inflammation as you're thinking of all of these conditions that I'm going to list. ALS, autism, cancer, including remission, Crohn's disease, damage to nervous tissue of the central nervous system, brain and spinal cord, dyskinetic and spastic movements disorder, epilepsy, glaucoma, HIV and AIDS, Huntington's disease, inflammatory bowel disease, intractable seizures, multiple sclerosis, neurodegenerative diseases, neuropathies, opioid use disorder, Parkinson's disease, post-traumatic stress disorder, severe chronic or intractable pain of neuropathic origin or severe chronic or intractable pain, sickle cell anemia, or terminal illness. Now, I have firsthandedly watched CBD, the over-the-counter products that we sell at the pharmacy, work on the majority of these conditions. I have so many firsthand testimonies that my patients have even written themselves for me that I'm collecting in a book that these conditions, these severe conditions that this over-the-counter CBD is actually helping on. So I just want to say, wow, that's amazing. So if you or anybody that you know is suffering for any of these conditions, you're a candidate for CBD. So CBD, what is CBD? It's one of the many cannabinoids that are found in a cannabis plant. They're chemical compounds and they hold the key to so many health benefits. So CBD, we call it CBD, but in a CBD product, and I'll get into it in a second about, you know, the different types, but CBD refers to one cannabinoid. There's hundreds of cannabinoids in a cannabis plant. The two prevalent cannabinoids are CBD and THC. CBD is non-intoxicating. It cannot and will not get you high. It has therapeutic potential as an anti-inflammatory, an antioxidant, relieves pain, anxiety, so many different things that we've already started talking about. The risks are minimal with drug interactions. And we're going to talk a little bit about receptors that it binds to in this endocannabinoid system. Your mind's going to be blown. THC has some of the opposite effects. It does elicit a high, so it does work cognitively. It's highly regulated and it's federally illegal. It does have therapeutic potentials just like CBD. It works the same way as an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant. Some more risks, though, it actually can increase anxiety. It can induce it and psychosis and cause more drug interaction. So sometimes the THC component can help people and sometimes it can kind of work against people. So let's talk about the endocannabinoid system. So it was discovered in like the late 90s by Dr. Raphael Mikulam. He's a chemist who identifies the endocannabinoid system. And a quote from him is, "I can't list all of the physiological systems and conditions affected by cannabinoids because there are just too many." So basically, this system, we're hardwired with this master control system called the endocannabinoid system, and it's made up of cell receptors that act as messengers, and they give our body specific directions on what to do. So these messengers, some of them work in the brain, on the spinal cord, and others are located in our immune cells, gastrointestinal tract, and everything outside of the brain and spinal cord. This endocannabinoid system is basically our body's homeostasis. And that is when everything is in check and balanced. It's when everything is kind of just neutral. It helps in regulating anxiety, appetite and hunger, depression, digestion, immune function, memory, mood, motor control, pain, pleasure and reward, reproduction and fertility, sleep, temperature regulation. These are just to name a few. So basically, this system controls all of these things in our body. But how? So we have these receptors. We have CB1 and CB2 receptors. CB1 receptors are predominantly found in the brain. CB2 receptors are prevalent throughout our body, our immune system, digestive, muscular, and vascular systems. So if you can guess, where do you think THC binds to? CB1 receptors, right? The ones found in the brain, cognitive impairment. Where do you think CBD and all the other cannabinoids bind to? Primarily, not just. They bind to CB1 receptors, but they also bind to CB2 receptors more predominantly, working on all of these conditions to create this homeostasis. So our bodies, we have these endogenous cannabinoids that we create ourselves, anandamide, 2-AG. They're the two prevalent ones. And basically, we have those in our body. We naturally produce them and they bind to these receptors, CB1 and CB2. However, the bad news is that they just don't last long. Their half-life is rapid and their levels are low. So they really don't fill those CB receptors to the level of reaching therapeutic goals and to treat medical conditions. So that's why we need to bring in the ones from CBD products. Now, there's a lot of cannabinoids, and we are seriously just touching ground zero with cannabis. So you hear CBD, but CBD, THC, they're the primary ones. CBG, CBN, THCV. There's so many different cannabinoids, hundreds of them, that work towards different things. So they're now that CBD, the stigma is lifted, it's becoming more legal to do studies and to learn more about them. We're seeing that the different cannabinoids, not just CBD, we're learning that these other cannabinoids are doing so many other things in our body. So that leads us to the different types of CBD products. So let's start with hemp seed oil. Hemp seed oil is basically the oil from the cannabis, from a cannabis plant. And basically hemp seed oil, it's rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids. It has omega-3, omega-6. It basically kind of works as a healthy supplement. There's hemp seed hearts, basically. You can put them in your salad or in a smoothie. There's different hemp bars. They're a good healthy snack to have, but they're not really something that you're going to, you know, really actually receive medicinal goals from. So basically, there's three main products of CBD products that are on the market right now. The main one is a full spectrum hemp extract. That's where you want to be. We'll explain that in a second. There's broad spectrum hemp extracts and there's isolates. So basically a full spectrum hemp extract is everything in a cannabis plant. And basically it's all of the cannabinoids, CBD, THC, it's the terpenes, the flavonoids, everything basically working together to give you what they call an entourage effect. So basically these products, in order to become legal to be sold over the counter, the THC level is extracted to 0.3% or less. And even that small amount works together with the other cannabinoids. And that is what is a full spectrum extract. So basically that's how that works. Then there's broad spectrum hemp extracts. That is when the THC is completely taken out of the product. And if it's tested in a lab, they will find 0% THC in the product. It does contain all of the other cannabinoids, flavonoids, terpenes. They're all in there too. An isolate is when they just isolate CBD itself. And it's just CBD. Now you can see all of these in a certificate of analysis, which usually on a good CBD product, there is a QRE code that, you know, you can download the app on your phone, you can scan it. And these COAs, certificate of analysis, they basically contain what cannabinoids are in your product, at what percentages. You can tell what kind of product it is, full spectrum, broad spectrum, or an isolate by looking at that. It talks about the soil that it's grown in, pesticides. We're pretty lucky that hemp plants, they're pretty sturdy, hardy plants, so they don't require too many pesticides, which is great. So basically, the three products, if you were to go with one that you're looking to treat one of those severe medical conditions we're talking about, you want to get a full spectrum hemp extract. And basically, the full spectrum is the mucho gusto. Basically, you're getting the best product that you can, and it's got all of the good stuff in it that are all working together to do what it needs to do. And the thing is this entourage effect that I just spoke about, it's not about just CBD. And we're learning that more and more every day. All of these other cannabinoids, I'll name a few. CBG is a good bone stimulant. CBC is a bone stimulant. It works as an analgesic. It works as an anti-inflammatory, an antimicrobial. We'll say CBDV, it's a bone stimulant. THCA is an antispasmodic. So there's so many different cannabinoids that are working specifically towards other things. And we're starting to see this and learn this. So there's so many more products that are yet to come. So it's not just about CBD. And that's why you want to get a full spectrum product, because it treats so many other things. And it's funny because as I as I work with customers one-on-one as they're, you know, journeying through their CBD and working through different medical conditions. And basically, you know, with that, I see them, this is working on this, and they're giving me a testimonial, and it's working on anything from, you know, their anxiety and depression, or it's working on a plethora of pain. It's working on migraines, seizures. I'm seeing so many kids, teenagers with anxiety, children with seizures, children on the spectrum, autism. It's helping so many people. I can't say enough. So testimonies, not sure if we'll have time to get into them today, but stay tuned because we will talk about them. So again, full spectrum, just to reiterate, is where you want to be with products. It's not just about the CBD. It's so much more. There's so many good things that are coming. So what we do know about CBD is that it balances this endocannabinoid system. It fills this receptors. It creates a balance. And I see so many people that come in and they have happy mistakes when they're using these full spectrum products, where maybe they come in and they're using it for their arthritis in their knees. And all of a sudden, you know, hey, I've been on this a month, and my eczema that I've had, you know, I've used every shampoo under the sun to prescription product, and I can't get rid of it. It's gone now, you know, or, oh, I didn't think this was really working on my pain, but when I stopped it, my rosacea on my face flared up. Or, hey, I was using this for my arthritis, and gosh, I didn't really realize I had anxiety, but I feel so much more chill and relaxed. So these are things that I'm hearing from people firsthand, which is amazing. But one big thing that we do know is that CBD works as an anti-inflammatory, and it's at the cellular level, kind of stops it in the path before it starts. And if you really want to, you know, pin down any disease state, it really traces back to some kind of inflammation somewhere in our body. My last podcast, we talked a lot about gut health and inflammation there. And inflammation is just, it's a silent killer. It's in our body all over. So many things cause it. And one thing to help treat it is CBD. So it works as an anti-inflammatory at the cellular level, and that's why it helps with so many different conditions. Also, it works as an antioxidant. And basically, I always like to explain it to people as it's like biting an apple. It's an oxidation reaction. It happens every day to all of the cells in our body. We're constantly producing new cells in our body, and we want to feed them right. So, basically, not just the foods we eat, the supplements that we take, toxins in our environment, not to get off topic, but different things in our environment, our products at home, our skincare products, just pollution in general can affect what these cells do, whether they turn into healthy functioning cells or whether they turn into, you know, disease ridden cells, whether we have a pre-existing condition and these cells fall victim to that, or if we feed these cells right and they turn into healthy cells that help us flourish. So, basically, it's a good idea to feed these cells right. And again, CBD, even if you're using it as a supplement, as an antioxidant, is a good thing, and see where it takes you. And if you have any of these other happy mistakes that you didn't even know were going on. So basically, I don't want to keep this podcast too long today. I like to keep them short to keep people's attention. But there's so many different studies that are now in effect, now that CBD is out there and it's here to stay. It's not a stigma. It's not a fad. I should say we want to remove the stigma. It's not a fad. It's here to stay. So there's a lot of studies being, done, on pain relief and opioids and opioid reduction, which is a big thing right now. A lot of doctors are reducing their writing of narcotics. They're reducing them to pain management. And I see it in the pharmacy every day. There's a lot of studies being done on women's health and sexual health and reproduction and how CBD is helping with that. There's a lot of studies, and I have awesome testimonials on pets using it for anxiety, arthritis, seizures. So many great testimonials. And I will get into all of these probably in another podcast, but I've seen people that come in and, you know, whether their dog has anxiety from thunderstorms to fireworks or just separation anxiety, how much it's helping them or seizure conditions. in people and animals. So, you know, these testimonies are amazing and I will get into them. So stay tuned for next week. But one thing I do want to talk about before I go, I will just leave you with possibly some frequently asked questions. One big thing is drug testing. A lot of people think, hey, what can I take here? Hey, I have my CDL. Can I take these products safely? So the problem is that CBD itself can come up as a false positive on a drug test. So there are THC-free products, as we discussed, the broad spectrum products. And if you took them to a lab, you can see absolutely that they are 100% THC-free. There's no cognitive impairment. There's no cognitive impairment with the 0.3% or less full spectrum either. But that product can come up as a positive for THC, and it can come up as a false positive. So let me say that again. A full spectrum CBD with the 0.3% or less of THC can come up as an actual positive on a drug test, and it can come up as a false positive because CBD itself can come up as a false positive. A broad spectrum CBD, which is THC free, can also come up as a positive on a drug test. Now, if you're getting, let's just say, a 7-panel drug test for employment or for pain management or something along those lines, you can run into trouble if they don't take that to a step further. You can take it to a lab and pay extra money to get that test done and for it to actually come out as THC free. Okay, there's nothing in here that's illegal or cognitively impairing. So that's basically where you stand with drug testing. And an isolate, same thing. CBD can come up as a false positive. So if you are getting tested for whatever it is and you cannot fail a drug test, you want to avoid any kind of CBD product, unfortunately, unless whoever you're speaking to, you get clearance by them. You can show them a certificate of analysis. You can prove to them, if they are open-minded about it, that these products are in no way cognitively impairing and what you're using them for, that sort of thing. It's kind of disheartening as a pharmacist because, you know, somebody, let's just say with their CDL, their commercial driver's license, you know, they can drive a truck if they're on a prescription for, you know, let's just say Percocet as a pain reliever, but they can't use CBD that has no cognitive impairment just because it can come up as a false positive on a drug test. So it's kind of disheartening. Hopefully things will change and people will kind of learn more and educate themselves more. A lot of people, next commonly thing I see a lot in the pharmacy, a common problem people come with me. Well, let me check with my doctor. And you should check with your doctor. You know, you should check with your doctor and always keep your doctor in the loop when you're starting any kind of treatment. But the thing is a lot of doctors, you know, I think the endocannabinoid system, I believe as of 2021, 13% of universities teach it to doctors, pharmacists, nurses. It's not in the curriculum. So doctors don't know. They don't know unless they've educated themselves. And when I first started doing this, people were asking their doctors and they were kind of like poo-pooing it and being like, I don't think so. And here we go 4 or 5 years later. I see so many doctors sending people in and saying, hey, Dr. So-and-so told me to come in and see you and ask you for a good CBD product because, you know, people are seeing it work firsthand and that more studies are out, more actual living results are prevalent. So yes, it's always good to check with your doctor, but don't give up if a doctor says no, because sometimes they're just not educated and they don't know and they don't want to give out advice if they don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So that's why you always want to buy CBD. I can't stress this enough, from somebody who knows what they're talking about and can help you and guide you, whether you're on other prescription medications, whether you have existing health conditions. You want to talk to somebody who can walk you through dosing, drug interactions. It's so, so, so important to do. And it's so, so important to have a product that you know what's in it and what you're putting in your body. So basically, I think that we'll leave it there for today. But I want to, I just want everybody to, again, I want everybody to leave with the takeaway of just know exactly what we started with. CBD, know your source of CBD, get that certificate of analysis, talk to a healthcare professional, talk to me. You can get in touch with me. You can find me on Facebook, my personal page, Courtney Ciccoletti. I'm on the Wellness Pharma Chick is my business page. Get in touch with me. I can help you and one-on-one and help you select products if you need it. I just want people to be able to get the benefits of CBD, and I want you to use it safely and be well. So I hope you guys have a great day and stay tuned. Hopefully next week we'll be talking about some testimonials and some more questions, some more frequently asked questions. Take care, guys. Be well. Stay safe. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.